Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hi, 502. Hello, hello, hello. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, 4th of July, couple of days away. I know it's going to be a big day down in Bradley, New Jersey. What's up, Al?
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you?
I was just hearing Marco...
Belletti. Yep.
You
really blanked out on his name right there.
You know what happened? I said Marco, and I thought about that guy who was an NFL football
Battaglia.
Player. Yeah.
And a Rutgers player.
And I wasn't sure which one worked here.
Fair enough.
So the former football player does not work here.
I do believe I have texted Marco Battaglia by mistake.
Instead of Marco Belletti.
Yes. I have done that.
I know the Jets brought him in for a workout, the update guy.
Marco Belletti.
Yeah, by accident.
How'd that
See
go
if
for
he was
him?
Still not great. Yeah. He did not do great.
I wouldn't think so.
So I just heard that sports update, Jerry, and he even said, oh, Aaron Boone, a salty Aaron Boone or something. I don't know what he said.
He was, there. If you saw him, he was ticked off.
You know, all we do around here is we get a lot of phone calls that go, oh, well, this is a long baseball season and these things happen. Why can't Aaron Boone just say that?
Well, that's actually the problem. That's what he's been saying.
Oh.
And things aren't changing. And so Yankee fans there's a lot of them that have wanted him fired for a couple of years now to change things up. The problem is he has used that's baseball several times. These things happen. It's a long season. The problem is when it starts to spill over into July and you continue to play bad baseball, fans have had enough.
Like Aaron Boone should say, here's the reality of baseball season. We could lose 20 games in a row. It's not really going to matter.
Well, it won't as long as you find your way to the playoffs.
Right.
Now, they lose 20 in a row, they likely are not going to make the playoffs. That would be something very difficult to come back from. 20 straight losses?
But then he could just go, you know, we're probably going to win 20 straight games.
Likely.
That's
well,
what
the Marlins
say.
Right now have won 8 in a row.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the tough thing about baseball being an everyday topic of things.
Overreaction.
Yeah, because it's just like nothing really matters.
I do agree, except that when you have a prolonged stretch like we are having with both teams now. Now, the Yankees not as bad as the Mets, but not great either. I mean,
they
just went 14-15 in June, and they've lost the first game of July. You look up, the Rays did lose to the A's last night, so they remain a game back. But the Blue Jays now are just a game and a half behind them. So, team's starting to sneak up on them, and they're not playing. Like, Jazz Chisholm makes a bad play at third base yesterday. J.C. Ascara, another catch. You don't see that very often to see it on back-to-back days.
Catcher's interference?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that. I bet you there was years that went by that I didn't see a catcher's interference.
I believe that, and you saw it 2 days in a row now. And,
yeah.
You know, both those plays we just mentioned, the Chisholm play at third. Now, I know Dave Sims on the call doesn't think he would have got him at first. I think he would have got him at first base, and it would have ended the inning. Instead, two batters later, you get the home run, three-run shot, and the Blue Jays are in front. The thing with Ascara, I believe that would have been strike three because it was a 3-2 pitch, and it was right down the middle. And instead, the inning continues, base hit, run scores, grand slam. Like, wow.
Right, game over.
Yeah, I mean, these are mistakes that good teams don't make.
So catcher's interference is, so he's positioning his glove too close?
Yeah, he's too close. What's interesting with this one, too, and I don't watch it enough, but because there was the replay review and everything, you see that he's got his glove down. And as Weaver goes into his motion, he starts to release the ball. That's when he brings the glove up and out. And by the way, the catcher's interference is on a check swing. Like, it wasn't even a full swing like 2 days ago. It's just he's too close. Got to back up a little bit.
I feel like I'd be the opposite. I'd be way back not wanting to get hit by the bat.
If I was catching. I don't blame you.
I'd be nervous.
Because you know what happens when you're too close? Sometimes on the follow-through, you get hit in the head with the bat. It does happen.
Do you think, you know how, and I watch this every time, and there's a slow motion play, a catcher sitting back there on every pitch, he has to look like he has to prepare to catch the ball.
For sure.
And many times when the ball is swung at and hit, it's like a weird blinking reaction.
Absolutely.
Do you think over the course of a game a night, multiple games a week, multiple weeks a month, multiple months a year, that over time that does something to somebody?
In what regard? Does something...
I don't know. Your body probably shouldn't be in that reaction mode. How many pitches are in a game? Like 200 pitches?
Yeah. Well, 150 pitches? If you get 100 out of your starter, probably 150, yeah.
150 times he's going, sure. wince.
Do I think they blink? Yes. Do I think that they're having convulsions? No.
I mean, just think about it. It's like, wince, get up, run, cover first base, absolutely, get back down, crouch up, crouch down. Position. Damn.
Not that I did it long, but I did do it for a while. It's fun. It's actually a blast. You're involved in every single pitch. You're in charge of a lot. So I know what you're saying. Ask Mike Piazza next time he comes in studio.
Well, I've never met Mike Piazza. He's never been in here when I was here. But we've had catchers. We had Pudge Rodriguez in here many years ago. We had...
Well, let me ask you this. We had Johnny Bench in here.
Oh, Johnny Bench. Right? Good one, Jerry.
That was a very good one.
That was a great one.
Has there been any evidence that catchers have had bad lives after baseball? Or are they walking around twitching?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like, you think when you're at dinner with Johnny Bench, you're like, can you stop twitching? It's throwing me off when I'm trying to eat my soup.
I don't think that happens. I don't.
I think about it every time I see slow motion.
Yeah. And there's very few catchers that don't blink when the batter swings.
Yeah.
It's just natural reaction.
Do you think the umpire blinks also, or he's not expected?
I don't.
Even though that ball's coming in?
No,
pop.
I don't. I do
pop
not.
Pop in the glove.
I don't.
Okay.
I did that too back in the day.
You winced.
I was an umpire.
Oh, you were an umpire. Yeah, you didn't wince.
In my teens.
So you caught and you are an umpire,
yeah,
and you're saying you winced upon trying to catch, but didn't wince as an umpire.
I did not.
Okay.
That is, I don't remember doing. I do remember blinking for sure, and wondering, am I not supposed to be doing that?
Yeah,
but I have come to learn over years and years and years, even Major League Baseball catchers blink.
Yeah, your body can't not blink. That's why it's hard to put in eye drops, because they go, "Don't blink," and it's like a catcher. You have to blink when a drop of liquids ain't coming for your eyeball.
You're also, I'm sure there have been others. You're also the only person I know that could not do contacts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Because of that.
That's true.
Very similar, right?
I could not get the contact in my eyeball.
Properly.
And the woman goes, you know, children do this.
And
zip it.
You told her where to go, walked out, and you still have glasses.
Yep. I tried twice.
I know you did.
To go get contact lenses, and I could not get them in my eyeball.
So would you have been a sports goggle guy now?
Yes.
That would have been good luck for you.
I would, yeah, I think I would have embraced it.
Who wore the sports goggles the best?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, probably.
There you go. You know what, man? That did not take you long to come up with that.
He's a big goggles guy.
Nice job. Very good.
He did it the best. The sky hook and the goggles.
Kurt Rambis.
Kurt Rambis was also a good one. I feel like there was some baseball players,
I'm sure
too,
there
right?
Were. Oh, I'm sure there were. But that the Kareem one is good.
Yeah, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The good news for both the Mets and the Yankees is they play each other this week.
Well, yeah, it's not such good news. I don't even know what good news for the Mets is either. Like right now, the Mets, and I did hear C-Mac driving in talking about what, like their pitching is in shambles. And you've got the Brewers and the Yankees the next six games. Oh,
yeah, the good news is the Mets or the Yankees have to win that series because it's just a three-game series.
That is true.
They can't do a split.
That is true. I guess
so. Someone's going to get right for that.
Well, here's what I know.
Series.
I have no clue who's going to pitch for the Mets Sunday, and yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Max Fried for the Yankees since he pitched yesterday because that would be Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, that'd be 4 days off, so he'll pitch Sunday. Advantage Yankees on Sunday. And then when you look at what this Met pitching, what their rotation is, I mean, you're not getting David Peterson. You're not getting Clay Holmes. After that, what are they? Like who? Honestly, who's pitching for them? Right.
Yeah, because David Peterson's pitching the last game of the series against the Brewers.
What do you get? Paul Blackburn?
I hope
not.
Oh,
good God. This is the problem the Mets have right now. Not to mention they can't hit and they got outscored 30-4 by the Pirates.
Yeah, not the best offensive team.
No, and then the Brewers are good. You've got the guy you can't stand, Peralta, tonight. Then this Mizorowski guy is 3-0, and he's a kid, I guess. Not looking good. Watch, Mets go 6-0 this week.
Well, they got a doubleheader today, so that'll be a split.
Let me tell you this.
That's a good way to get a win, at least, against the Brewers. You definitely split the doubleheader.
If you're a Met fan, you're signing up for a split of this doubleheader right now.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, you want to split.
Absolutely.
Because you've got Tidwell going for the Mets.
Tidwell?
Yeah, so you got two kids going in the second game, Mizorowski and Tidwell. They've both pitched in three games. Tidwell has an ERA of one. Mizorowski has an ERA of one. Tidwell, 10.
So 10 is not
not great.
No. Is that Mizorowski guy the same? They made a big deal the other week when Paul Skeens pitched against a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that guy?
It might have been. It's possible. I don't know.
Would that have been a big deal?
I could have been, sure. I mean, this is an up-and-coming young prospect.
Is he a speedballer?
I don't know. I haven't seen him pitch. I don't know. You know, did the Pirates play the Tigers? Maybe it was, what the hell's his name? God, I'm just talking. Fliegelman, what's the guy's name on the Tigers? C-Mac, you're in there too. The pitcher.
Scooble.
Oh, thank you. Maybe it was Tarek Skubal. I don't know.
Scooble?
Scooble, not Scrooble. Jesus God.
Scrooble, Jerry, did you say?
Scooble.
Let's see.
S-K-U-B-A-L.
They played, the Pirates played the Cardinals, the Mets, the Brewers.
So maybe
it was
Brewers.
That dude on
there
the Brewers.
That's what it was.
They were acting like that was a big, big time pitcher matchup.
It's
the future.
There's a video that's out there. Me and you talked about it, where the Dodgers. It was Clayton Kershaw making his first or second start, taking on an unknown guy from the Tigers by the name of Max Scherzer, and it was like, wow, I mean, this is the future, and that turned out to be, maybe that's the way they were billing it.
It turned out it really was the future.
It really was. As it's turned out, two Hall of Famers.
Hmm.
Exactly right.
Yesterday, the NESN broadcast of
Red Sox?
Red Sox, Reds.
Game that wasn't even completed.
It wasn't completed?
No, I think that game was suspended. 2-1 Boston.
Oh, man. They were celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 1975 Red Sox team that lost in the World Series right. to the Reds.
But they won the pennant, okay.
They celebrated by using 1975 graphics.
Oh, that's cool.
But they only did it for two innings, third and
Why
fourth
Why not do
inning.
The whole game?
I don't know.
That's interesting.
People maybe be annoyed by it.
Why?
They said the one thing that they used that wasn't available in 1975, they did have the score bug in the corner because people can't live without the score bug now.
Fair enough.
And you used to have to tune in and hear
Who the started that? Fox with the NFL? Does that sound right?
It feels like it. Who created the score bug?
Well, only because I remember when Fox, remember that Fox got Madden and Summerall to come over from CBS? When
yeah.
Fox got the NFL package. Our contract, I feel like they were the ones that put, they did a couple of really good things and a couple, like, they got the hockey package and they put that stupid laser red line in with the puck, which
yeah.
was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But this, I think they started that scorebug thing.
I'd say the scorebug, it happened in soccer first.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. All right. What
exactly.
about, what about in baseball or football or basketball?
Like the real sports?
Well, the sports that we watch.
I'm going to say, who started the scorebug? NFL. That's what I'm
That's a good one. Jerry. I like that better.
Let's see. 94. It was actually the same guy who put it into the soccer first.
Oh, for
he
real?
Then put it. He was Fox Sports. David
Hill.
So
it was Hill. Fox. Okay. How about that guy?
He called it at first, Jerry, the Fox Box, a permanent score and clock graphic.
Fox Box. That could be used in a different way.
Yeah, check out my Fox Box right here. Yeah, the Fox Box.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, now we're so used to it. You know, in some ways, I think, like, it's better. Like, when I turn on a Yankee game on the radio, I have to wait to hear the score.
Absolutely.
You know what that's called in the sports radio ratings business? Time spent listening.
That is very true. Like, although,
yeah,
what everyone will tell you when you're doing, like, I do basketball on the radio. Time and score, time and score, time and score. You don't want them waiting too long because they tune out.
Yeah, but if you tell them right away, you're getting no credit for them being a listener.
Well, the idea is they're actually tuning in to listen to the game.
Oh, okay.
And what you don't want them doing is turning it off and going to their phone to get the score.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want them doing
that. So it's kind of, I don't know, six and one, half dozen the other. I don't know. Tough.
So the Mets game, the first one is at 1:10.
Yeah, split doubleheader, day night.
Then a 7:10.
There's gonna, and I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Because if there's a game you would put on, it'd be a 1:10 game. Do not. I promise. Tomorrow's going to be Thursday. It's going to be like a Friday since it's July 4th on
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, yeah,
you're going to be in a good mood tomorrow. I
yes,
don't
I
want
am.
You to come in tomorrow and say, baseball sucks. There's no one at Citi Field. That place is not going to be busy today. It's just not. It's an unscheduled afternoon game.
Okay.
After a game that was canceled. I'm sure there were people that made plans to go last night that have to work today that cannot go today. There's probably a million tickets on StubHub for $5. Well, maybe not $5, but $10. The place is not going to look great today. Tonight, it'll be fine. Don't come in here tomorrow and say, baseball sucks. No one's going to the games.
That's fair. That's right. A fair way to set me up for the
okay. I mean, no one behind home plate today when you turn it on.
Correct.
I think it'll be better than in past years when they haven't been very good, when it looks like pick your own section day when you have these day-night doubleheaders. But it's not going to be good. You're not going to get 40,000 in the building for the one, I don't think, for the 1 o'clock game.
You know what, I know I can look this up, and it'll take me a little while to figure out how to do such a thing other than Googling it. But it feels like, you know, with George Springer hit 2 home runs
yeah.
last night, it feels like there have been more multi-home run games this year than in recent history.
You might be right.
So far.
Possible.
Into we're only July 2nd. July 2nd? July 2nd.
July 2nd.
It just feels like there are multiple guys with multiple home. I feel like Juan Soto's got like 6 already this year.
Well, we did that. He's got 4. We talked about that.
He's got
that.
4.
He's got 4
Him alone.
Already. Yeah. Pretty good.
It's a is lot.
It 4 or was it 6? I don't remember. We looked this up the other
I
day.
I feel like
though.
Aaron Judge has multiple home run games. What's the deal, Jerry?
Yeah. The ball
what's
flying
going
out the
on?
Park. Well, even the, by the way, I'm surprised you like sports adjacency. I am stunned that you have not brought up to me the middle infield of the Blue Jays. When you've got Jimenez at shortstop and Jimenez at second base.
I was not aware of this.
Oh, you okay. I thought you were. All right.
So double play combo, Jimenez.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are
one
they brothers?
Spells it with a G, one's a J. Well, the second baseman is the former Met, Andrés Jiménez. He hit a home run yesterday, drove in a few runs. And then I forget the guy's first name, but the shortstop, spells it with a J.
You know, you mentioned a home run. What I noticed on Max Fried yesterday, I did not pick up on this previously. He throws a
lefty.
That really slow arcing pitch.
Oh, the curveball.
Yeah. It seems like he was throwing it nonstop yesterday. In the highlight package, it was a constant.
Well, they did after he gave up the home run. They said it was only the second home run he's given up this year with the curveball. Now, I don't know how many home runs he's given up this year at all because he's been fantastic, but they did make that note. Kay did on the Yes broadcast. So, yeah.
Kay Adams or Michael Kay?
That would be Michael Kay. If Kay Adams did, it'd be fabulous, though. But this was Michael Kay.
Okay.
I like that I said Kay and your first thought is Kay Adams. Exactly. 5:18, just getting started midweek. It's Wednesday, Boomer and Geo at 6. Big day right here on The Fan.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.